I mentioned this on a previous Shabbat, but it's so appropriate now that I want to remind you, or tell those of you who don't remember or who weren't here, about what it means to count Jews. According to the Jewish tradition, and even according to Jewish law, you're not actually supposed to count. I'm not supposed to look out and go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. In other words, what I just did. I'm not supposed to do that. And the usual explanation for why you're not supposed to count Jews is that you don't want to make people into numbers. That's a very bad thing to do. In fact, in recent history, we remember what it was when Jews were made into numbers, when they had numbers tattooed on their arm. When you make a human being into just a number, they're no longer human beings. And so our tradition says, don't count people as though they were just numbers. And yet, Bamidbar, the book we read today, is known in English as the Book of Numbers, because it starts with a census, which is a counting of Jews. So how do we reconcile that? Well, for example, if you come to the minyan in the morning, you will see that our shamus, Ralph Resnick, does not count people to make sure we have 10. He doesn't look around the room and go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Nor does he do what I remember someone doing when I was growing up. We had a shamus who was not as clever as Ralph. He used to go, not 1, not 2, not 3, honestly. And I used to think, really? That's the best we can do? Is not 1, not 2? But what Ralph does is take the verse, Hoshia et Amecha, and he applies a word for each person. And since it's Hoshia et Amecha, Uvarech et Nachlatecha, Ureim v'nasem ad olam, if you've got the whole verse, you have 10 Jews. And that's how we do it, because we're not supposed to count. So in the Torah, when the time comes to count, what do? We tell people to give a half shekel. In other words, you give money and then you count the money. If everyone gives a half shekel and you have 20 half shekels, or 10 shekalim, then you know you have 20 people, which serves two purposes. One is you don't have to count the people, and the other is it's a clever way of collecting taxes. Everybody has to give a half shekel. At the end of it, you have enough money to run the temple. But there is a deeper reason, and an important one that's pointed out by Rabbi Sacks. He says, why is it that you can count shkalim, but you can't count people? Because, he said, in order for a Jew to count, you have to see if the Jew will give. And we count people by what they give, not by who they are. Because everybody is capable of giving. And he's not just talking, and the Jewish tradition isn't just talking about money. It's talking about giving in all sorts of ways. Giving in terms of your voice, in terms of your friendship, in terms of your love, in terms of your resources, all the ways that you give, that's what makes you count. And we all know people who, even though they may be nice enough, they don't really count in their community because they don't give of themselves. They don't put themselves out. They don't try. They don't work. They don't count. So even though they are images of God and important and Jews and we're glad to have them, we wish we had the half shekel. And I want to talk this morning about a couple ways that Jews count. The first way, of course, is the way that the Torah specifies, which is by giving. People count when they give all the charitable institutions, all the synagogues, all the federations, all of them only exist because people count. They only exist because people give. And if tomorrow Jews closed their hearts and their checkbooks, then all of the lights would go off and Jewish life in this country would cease to be. So that's one thing, is that when people say, and it often happens, why is it that the synagogue always asks us to give money? The answer is because if you don't, we don't have a synagogue. And when you don't, you're relying on someone else to give. It's not that nobody gives if you don't, it's that someone else has to give. And that's the first way that you count. But it's not, of course, the only way. The second way that you count is by being a model and an example for others. By working on committees, by having a Shabbat dinner that people see or that you invite people to, by teaching your children and sending them to a Jewish school, by encouraging others to do the same, all the ways that we build Jewish life together, that's another way that we count. And then a third and terribly important way that we count is by raising our voice as a community. Not only in support of Jewish life here, but of course in support of Eretz Yisrael, the state of Israel. Every time we write a letter or attend a conference or speak up or go to a meeting, every single time we're paying our half shekel. Because remember, we're the ones who are supposed to be Ohavei Yisrael, the ones who love Israel, and who speak in what we understand to be its defense and its best interest. And you know that our half shekel is measured, that people pay attention to how much the Jewish community does or does not respond when something happens, how much we care. They count our half shekels in the form of phone calls and letters and protests and discussion. All of that. It all matters. When there's a move for divestment on a college campus, if the Jewish community is silent, it will go through. Only because we make it clear that we know that this is unethical and that it is wrong and that it should not happen, that's what enables people to have the courage to oppose it. If those kids, like the kids you saw this morning, those college students who stood up and sang prayers for us from Indiana University, if those kids don't hear us give our half shekel, then we leave them unable to count, because you can't expect a college student to stand alone against the tide. So counting is terribly important. And that's why, as Israel moved through the wilderness, they had to know that they stood together and how many of them stood together and that they counted. Because if we don't, all of Jewish life melts away. So think about it. How do you count? One of the ways is by coming to synagogue. When people walk into the sanctuary and they see a lot of people, it makes them feel better about Jewish life. The fact that we have three services going on this morning in this building makes us feel better about Jewish life. That people count, that they care. One of the wonderful things about freedom is that no one can coerce you to do almost anything. One of the terrible things about freedom is that there's therefore a temptation not to do anything. Nobody will extract your Jewish half shekel. It's entirely voluntary. It just depends on whether or not you want to count for something. From ancient times, Jews have decided that the world needed to hear our voices, that it was important for us to count in this world. It still is, and we still do. So I hope in the weeks and months ahead, you'll think about how you can count, how you can speak out, who can hear your voice. And like the Israelites of old, you'll be more than a number. You'll be a representative of God's people, doing God's work in a world that needs it and needs us. Shabbat Shalom.